listening to The Word here on Ajuma Radio 98 FM. Loving that track, Mira May, taken from her brand new EP called Bad Behaviour. So The Word's going through till about 6 o'clock this evening ahead of DJ Fagan and DJ Scale. We've got a great lineup of music specialist shows for you today. Today's show is a little bit about the talk. The Word in the past has addressed issues of dementia and Alzheimer's, and we were involved with the filming of a restaurant that makes mistakes that took place underneath us here at the station. Tomorrow is World Alzheimer's Day, and it is in fact World Alzheimer's Month. So Jane and Sarah have come along from the Humphrey Rempton House in Bentry because they're both specialised in supporting people living with dementia. So welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming and joining me today. Sarah, let's start with you. Sarah Cryer, what is exactly is your position? I know you manage the house, and what, you manage the house with people with Alzheimer's, or is it people with dementia, or is there even a difference?
There is a difference. The service itself provides home for 45 people, men and ladies, and Alzheimer's is actually just one form of dementia. There are numerous sorts of dementia, and we have got quite a broad spectrum.
Can you sort of sum up what the difference is between Alzheimer's or dementia, or is it too big?
In a nutshell, Alzheimer's actually affects the entire brain, so the results of that could be any symptom, if you like, because it's the entire brain, so it could be speech, memory always, but there could be various bits. But we've also got, and there's a Korsakoff's dementia, which is caused by alcohol, excessive alcohol over years, which has created issues with the brain. And we've got frontal temporal lobe dementia, which often is associated with disinhibition. There are lots, and the support and management is very tailored around what an individual's needs are.
You both come from Humphrey Rempton House in Bentry.
Repton.
Repton.
Yeah.
Is it quite unusual to have a care home like that? Are there very many around the country?
There are around the country. We're quite unique for the service that we provide. We support people that have maybe been sectioned under the Mental Health Act and so on for assessment because things have got a little bit extreme, shall we say, and then they need somewhere else to go. We tend to support more complex needs, so we've got the behaviours. And
is that, I mean, my first reaction to that, is that because people don't understand what they're going through and there's stigma and stereotypes attached to that or not?
Not necessarily. It can just be it's behaviours that can develop at home, and for the family it then becomes really difficult because there can be a lot of physical aggression, and that can be really challenging for a family to have to physically manage. And if you've got a big, strong 6 foot man and you're a 5 foot 2 frail lady, you can see where that problem starts. So we support that individual with those kind of behaviours, and we're quite unique in that within Bristol, actually.
That's amazing. You know. And you brought your colleague Jane along.
I have. This is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Yeah. Thanks for coming today. What do you do at the care home?
I'm assistant team leader.
That involved?
Yeah. That's organising the staff, making sure that the residents are getting the care that they need.
Okay.
Yeah, and doing their medication.
So is it something that you decided to, an area you decided to specialise in, or something you've just sort of naturally?
Well, no, I've never done care before until I started at Humphrey Rempton. It's, you know, it's, once I brought up my children, I thought, oh, I'd like to do that. And it was just the home that I went to.
How long have you been there?
Nearly 8 years in October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've really settled in.
I love it. Yeah.
I can see that. Sarah, what about yourself? So you actually manage the whole house.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So how long have you been there?
I've been there 3.5 years now.
Really?
I'm not quite sure where that time's gone, but it has. But I've been a registered manager for the last sort of 25 years and a qualified nurse for 30. Got to say that quick.
So what drew you in particular to caring for people with Alzheimer's and dementia?
I'm a learning disability nurse anyway, qualified learning disability nurse, and it almost became like an extension of that, but a different kind of perspective.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it.
There are a lot of people who think there are quite a lot of stigma, and there are stereotypes and stigmas attached, particularly within the black community as well. What do you think that that's getting addressed, and that people are learning that the difference between dementia and mental health, and do you think there is an important differentiation to make?
I think there is potentially there's stigma, but I think the stigma is more about people don't understand, and people just see either a behaviour or somebody's talking about a circumstance of somebody in a shop that maybe was confused, and people then fill the gaps in their mind, and I think that's where stigma can kind of come from. But that's not where we're at. I think it's just about, as a nation, as a world actually, understanding what this actually is, what it can look like, and with more understanding and more knowledge, the stigmas, I mean, you can get rid of the stigmas, or certainly reduce them a lot by just having facts.
Yeah,
and that's people.
In general, even with mental health, though, there's a certain stigma attached still, isn't
Absolutely.
There? Which we are hopefully breaking down barriers. You know, we are so much more educated and aware these days, aren't we?
That's right.
We realise that, you know, it's not some witchcraft going on.
Yeah, that's it.
So, you know, it's such a massive disease, though. If there is somebody listening at the moment who's wondering about maybe someone in their family, are there any sort of key symptoms that we should be keeping an eye out? And I'm aware that it isn't just reserved for old people. Dementia can affect anybody of any age, can't it?
It can. It's predominantly older, but it can, you know, there is an early onset dementia. You're mainly sort of, the first indications are sort of memory, can be memory. It's also somebody's forgetful of a loved one's name, you know, a partner of 20, 40, 60 years, and they all of a sudden start forgetting their name.
Yeah.
And an example, one of the ladies that we support, the early sign was making sandwiches with cat food. You know, and that's the reality of it. And it was the best, you know, it's best intention. But those are the kind of things that person wasn't aware. It's only the person opening up the lunchbox that thought, hang on, something's a little bit amiss here. It really is. It can be as subtle as that. It really can.
Found it very interesting taking part in the experiment that Channel 4 ran, the restaurant that makes mistakes, that was what happened downstairs underneath us here at the station. And to see some relatively young people affected by it. And their careers relatively, it seemed like they just came to an end. And that's really sad, isn't it? Is it something you can treat, or can it get better, or, you know, can you exercise your brain, or, you know, what happens? What's the process?
It can be arrested.
Right.
And stop the progression, or slow the progression.
Right.
But once the damage is occurring, it's not like, you know, your liver regenerates. It won't regenerate.
Okay.
You can kind of, initially, you can almost sort of retrain parts of the brain to a point.
I know with memories, you can do exercises, can't you? With your
That's right. And it just slows everything down.
Yeah.
But inevitably, it's there and it's going to progress.
Okay, well, we're going to take a bit of a break for the news, and then we'll come back and maybe talk a little bit more about the kind of support you offer at Humphrey Rempton House.
Okay,
thank you. We're speaking to Jane and Sarah, and the trust, it's actually run by the Milestones Trust, Humphrey Rempton House. We're going to find out a little bit more after this. We're going over to the BBC now for the latest headline news. You're listening to The Word here on Ijima Radio 98 FM. Lovely new track from Ian Dore. We are joined by two lovely ladies, Sarah Cryer and Jane Robertson, from the Humphrey Rempton House in Brentry, supported by the Bristol charity Milestones Trust. And tomorrow is, in fact, World Alzheimer's Day, and it's World Alzheimer's Month at the moment. And we started off the conversation talking about dementia and Alzheimer's and whether it's actually a difference, and what we're realising is a huge amount of difference between the what your symptoms are, what kind of disease you have. But what I didn't realise, Sarah, was actually how many people it affects.
It's most people, I would say, has been touched by it directly, one way or another, either themselves, clearly, or a family member. It's becoming much more prevalent now.
Do you think that's because we know about it, or it's actually just becoming more common? I suppose you can't tell, can you?
I don't know. I think we're knowing more about it, but there's also an element of, you know, because we're all living longer, maybe does that have a bearing on it? I really don't know, and there's a lot of very scientific people around that are trying to find that out.
Those answers.
But it's definitely more talked about, if you like, more common.
It must be incredibly hard for the families.
Well, it is, because, you know, a husband, a wife, all of a sudden that partner doesn't recognise you anymore. and they don't know your name, and maybe that loving, caring gentleman that always walked on the roadside rather on, you know, on the path, or all of a sudden is chasing you around the house because they don't recognise you and they see you as a threat. And that's harrowing. It is heartbreaking. Yeah, it really is. That's
So how do you offer support to the families? I mean, obviously you're a care home, so people with dementia and Alzheimer's can come and stay with you. Do they come and stay permanently? Is there a respite? How does it work?
We have a respite. We do have respite, but then 9 times out of 10, they end up coming in to stay with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a certain age group as well? Because we mentioned it, there is onset early dementia, but it's predominantly a certain age group. Is it like over 60, over 70?
No, I think the youngest person we've had is 54.
Okay.
It's 54, and then it's up to whatever it needs to be, you know.
So what kind of support do you offer families? I mean, you know, if somebody they think is suffering from it, what's the first thing do they do? Okay, let's start there. If you think that your member of your family might be suffering or have symptoms, what would you do?
Yeah, I mean, it would be first port of call would be to go to your GP, you know, but discuss it with other family members first, possibly, and work out and find out have they noticed anything or... Yeah. And ask the person themselves. You're a little bit forgetful, you know, is that... And it's the difference, it's trying to differentiate between old age and forgetting, because I forget everything, me.
Well, this is what we were talking about, the amount of times that I go into a room and I forgot why I've gone in there. Or, you know, you put the remote in the fridge.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And little things like that. How do you differentiate between, you know, what is just... what we all do?
It's about frequency. When you keep going into that room and it... keeps ending up in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And you actually get to a point you almost don't recognise it anymore. Somebody else is recognising it in you.
Right.
For you, it's regular to put the iron in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's those kind of things where your alarm bells.
You just go down the shop and forget your way back home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really scary. That would
be scary.
Yeah.
Forgetting where you live, somewhere you've lived all your life, and then forget.
Mm. Yeah.
That is really scary. Because I was thinking it must be harder on the families to see that, like you mentioned before, it's like almost grieving twice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then seeing that they forget you. And I was thinking, maybe they're okay because they're forgetting. But actually, looking at it from that point of view, it must be incredibly scary to then forget your own surroundings, forget who is this person in my house.
I mean, you don't go to bed at night and wake up in the morning and you've forgotten everything. Mm. It's a process. Mm. So for the person themselves, you know, people recognise that they're losing their memory. And
so
how scary must that be, that all of a sudden you can't remember something, your children's names.
So the wonderful service that you guys offer, it is supported by a charity. So, and you're self-funded, is that right?
Yes, Broad Charitable Trust.
Milestones
Trust, yeah.
Right. So that's great. I'm just trying to think, if anybody wanted to support you in any way, can they do that if they wanted to make a donation?
They absolutely can. Yeah. Through Milestones Trust, Humphrey Repton House.
Yeah.
Yes, they absolutely can. As a charity, you know, it's not about making money. It's not about anything other than caring and supporting and facilitating individuals for a good quality of life.
How many people did you say you've got there at the home?
45.
45?
Yeah.
And how long will the average stay be?
We've had 10 years plus.
Mm. But we've also had people that have moved in and sadly left us within a few days.
Really?
Yeah, so when people move in, they move in, and we don't have yardsticks or anything. They just move in and off we go, and we do whatever we need to do for however long we need to do it, best as we can.
So maybe some good advice for our listeners on symptoms and what they should do if they think that they are seeing some of them. What are some key symptoms?
Memory loss
is
one of the biggest.
Yeah.
Confusion, change of habits.
Change of personality, perhaps.
Can be,
mood swings.
Yeah.
Mood swings, really.
Yeah. I think that would play a big part.
Yeah.
If they're not used to that type of behaviour.
Anything outside what's normal for that person, it's vast. Yeah.
So it's great to see things like World Alzheimer's Day being celebrated, which is tomorrow. Will you be doing anything, or will you be too busy working?
We'll actually be working, but we've always got parties and stuff going on anyway. We just need an excuse for another one. So we have lots of parties at Humphrey Repton.
Yeah, we do. We've got a great activity team.
Yeah, we don't worry. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anybody you would like to say hello to who might be listening?
Oh, all of them at Humphrey Repton.
Everybody at Humphrey Repton. And certainly as the manager, I am so proud of what they do. And they make it look
really
so easy. And I just know it's not.
It's a great
crowd of people we support as well.
Thank you so much for coming in today, both of you, Jane and Sarah. I think you're amazing. The work you do at Humphrey Repton House Day Centre is amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, so if anybody wants to support the charity, it's actually known as Milestones Trust. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming in, ladies.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, so fantastic. What incredible couple of ladies, Sarah and Jane from the Humphrey Repton House in Brentry, supported by the Milestone Trust. And of course, it is World Alzheimer's Month and World Alzheimer's Day tomorrow. So please do take a moment to support this incredible charity. My name's Miranda. You're listening to The Word. We're going to take a bit of a break and come back with some more wicked music. You're listening to Ujima Radio 98 FM.